Beyond doubt, I am a splendid fellow. In the autumn, winter, and spring, I execute the duties of a student of divinity. In the summer, I disguise myself in my skin and become a lifeguard. My slightly narrow and gingerly hirsute, but not necessarily unmanly, chest becomes brown. My smooth back turns the color of caramel, which, in conjunction with the whipped cream of my white pith helmet, gives me, some of my teenage satellites assure me, a delightfully edible appearance. My legs, which I myself can study, cocked as they are before me while I repose on my elevated wooden throne, are dyed a lusterless maple walnut that accentuates their articulate strength. Correspondingly, the hairs of my body are bleached blonde, so that my legs have the pointed elegance of, within the flower, umber anthers dusted with pollen. For 9 months of the year, I pace my pale hands and burning eyes through immense pages of biblical text barnacled with fudging commentary, through multi-volumed apologetics couched in a falsely friendly Victorian voice and bound in subtly abrasive boards of finely ridged, prefaded red, through handbooks of liturgy and histories of dogma, through the bewildering duplicities of Tillich's divine politicking, through the suave table talk of Father Darcy, Etienne Gilson, Jacques Maritain, and other such moderns mistakenly put at their ease by the exquisite antique furniture and overstuffed larder of the hospitable St. Thomas, through the terrifying attempts of Kierkegaard, Berdyaev, and Barthes to scourge God into being. Then, for the remaining quarter of the soul.